Hello, this is Michael. Thank you for listening to the podcast today. I do really appreciate it. You know, if you'd like more information, you can visit me online at michaelottministries.org. And while you're there, you'll find my email address right there on top of the page so you can contact me for prayer requests or any other reason. Thanks again for listening today. And as we always do, it would be my great honor and a great joy to pray for you each and every one as I do every day. My Heavenly Father, thank you so very much for all who hear these words. And I pray not only for them, but for everyone they love and all the things they care about. I pray that every situation in their life would simply be heaven on earth. Let your grace abound to them every day until they know your loving kindness endures forever. And these things I pray through Christ Jesus my Lord. Amen. The message today is called Prisoners No More. We're going to begin in Acts chapter 16, where Paul and Silas had been locked up in jail for preaching the gospel. We begin in verse 25. About midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the prisoners were listening to them. And suddenly, there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. And immediately all the doors were opened, and everyone's bonds were unfastened. As I was praying today, these verses came up in my heart. I looked them up and once again read the story of Paul and Silas being locked up in the jail, and about their miraculous escape. As I was reading, Father spoke to me and asked me to listen and write, and share his words for all to hear. Here are his words. He said, "My beloved ones, it is time to rejoice, for your deliverance is assured. Although you've been free in spirit and in truth, you are soon to know the true freedom like you've never known. The foundation of the world prison have been shaken and are crumbling. The chains that have bound your minds are being broken, and your freedom will be as one who arose from the dead. My loved ones, it's the same in any crisis. Worship and rejoicing should be your first action. There are no unbreakable chains, and there is nothing that can bind you once you know that you are already free. Remember, I told you many times that worship is not what you were taught it is. I don't need your adoration to know that I am loved. I don't need praise to validate who I am or what I do. Worship is a dance we dance together. As I told you before, I worship my Son, and throughout all Scripture I promised He was coming. And when He came, I rejoiced over Him and sent angels to announce His birth. As it is written in Scripture, I again worshiped Him by saying to Him, 'Your throne, O God, is forever and ever.' And He worshiped me by saying that I was greater than He, even though we are one. He worshiped Holy Spirit and told you that Spirit would come and lead you into all truth. Holy Spirit worships us as you receive revelation from Spirit about how much you are loved. This dance of love has been going on forever. And when you enter into praise and rejoicing, you join yourself in the festival and you connect yourselves to the finished work and you can enter into rest." This is what Paul and Silas did. They knew they were getting out, and they entered into the heavenly chorus and connected themselves to freedom. Do you remember that is written, that I've already given you all things, and that you are blessed with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realm? When you enter into worship and rejoicing, you bring the power of all of heaven into your physical realm. Thanksgiving is the most powerful weapon you will ever wield. This is why so many miracles happen when people lose themselves in worship. The true and eternal world of spirit overcomes the temporary illusion of what you call the present reality. My loved ones, the time for fear is long past. No matter what it looks like to your natural eyes, your heart knows that freedom is at hand. You know there's a changing of the ages upon you, and darkness will soon be driven from the earth by the light of my love. So please, my loved ones, rejoice and watch your chains fall away. Rejoice, and just like Paul and Silas, all those around you will be freed also. You will bring your minds into the eternal truth that you are all my glorious children and have always been free. Rejoice, sing, dance, and be delighted, For darkness fades, and glorious light drives all evil from the hearts of men. And earth becomes like heaven, just as I had planned, in earth as in heaven. That is my plan, and will always be my plan. Remember that it is written in Ecclesiastes chapter 1, one generation passes away, and another generation comes, but the earth abides forever. Rejoice, my beloved ones, my glory has risen upon you, and it will never cease. There are many who are not ready to hear these words. Be patient and kind and loving with them. They will come to understand soon. Have compassion on those who have been blinded by the lies of false religion. As it is written in the letter, whose title was changed to James, pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction, and to keep himself unspotted from the world. All the other things they told you are religion, are garbage, and should be discarded. Once again I will say to you, rejoice and be glad, for the days of real deliverance are upon you. It may be dark tonight, but joy comes in the morning. And these are the words he gave me to share with you today. I sure hope you're encouraged by these words. Until next time, grow rich in his grace. I love you each and every one, and I pray for each of you daily. Be strong and courageous, for the Lord is with you. We'll see you soon.